Thank you, Robert. There are many ways to say season's greetings to our radio audience, and for a decade I've had the pleasure of doing so with holiday stories, verses, and even recipes for the festive occasion. Today, perhaps, I may be allowed to extend my greetings in a more personal way. For over 30 years, my family and I have produced our own Christmas cards. For each year, I have written a new little piece of music, and for the last 13 years, my daughter Melissa has contributed some artwork to the front of the card. This year, my daughter-in-law, Nancy Egerter Roy, has given us a fine photograph to use. These musical pieces may have simple words, something like Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you from your friends the Roys, or something equally topical. Some may be sung, some may just be played on the piano. Some are real miniatures, like cannons or fanfares. Others go on a bit, like fantasies or mini tone poems. Some suggest other instruments, like flute and harp, or fife and drums. All of them want to communicate something of the spirit of the ancient carol or holiday dance, though their style can be classified as conservatively of this century. I thought I might share with you a selection of the music from these last three decades in no particular order. I am by no means a professional and accomplished pianist, but I hope that the gist of the music will transcend the reluctant fingers. Here is the Christmas tune of 1954. Now this one is from 1959 with a text that begins, Merry Christmas, health and good cheer and all blessings. '67 went like this. For 1970, there was a Christmas dance. Thank you. You all know this famous melody on the 12 days of Christmas. Well, in 1959, I tried a version called On the 12 Tones of Christmas that went like this. In 1965 was a Christmas pastoral. In 1980 came a canon, alternating major and minor. In 1972, there was a Christmas dance with suggested fifes and drums. That one was particularly difficult to play, at least for me. Here is a holiday fanfare for 1981. Thank you. And finally, a somewhat longer piece from 1976 called Procession and Visit of the Three Kings. That ending was the choice of the first king. Now the second king prefers this ending. And the third king likes this ending. I hope you have enjoyed this selection from the Roy Christmas cards over the last 30 years, so far as my own unvirtuosic piano playing allowed the music to come through. Thank you for listening, and cordial greetings of the season to you, our loyal radio listeners to these broadcasts. And now, back with a holiday cheer also to our producer and commentator, Robert Conrad.